Everything's running smoothly.
What up, what up, what up? Oh, what's going on, Pete? Happy Wednesday, buddy. Happy hump day. There we go. What up, Pete?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It is Wednesday, May 6th. A little chillier in Kansas City today. If you're just waking up, your real feel.
Oh, Pete, break me off that real
deal. We're only in the mid-40s.
Icy out there.
Ooh, a little brisk. This time of year. Your high today, 64, low of 44. Should be partly cloudy. High on Thursday, 63, low of 47. Could be dealing with some rain in the afternoon. But
hey, can I ask a favor from you, Pete, if you don't
what?
Mind? Because listen, it's a little chilly. I had to pull out a jacket this morning.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. Can you bring it? Can you just get me this real feel ready right now? I need you just to, man, gas me up. Gas up this show right now. We need you.
Yeah, well, I'd love to. I mean, it's the Sixto de Mayo. I had a few margaritas last night. So.
I was going to say, man, it's early, but you sound a little, a little sludgy.
Yeah. Paloma, we're in my zona. Had a cup of Modelo's for the fellows. And
oh,
you
wow.
can understand what happens when you partake in some Cinco de Mayo festivities. Made some nachos at the old house. Had a Zoom meeting with some pals last night, you know?
Oh, so you did it. So you went ahead and did the whole Zoom
party.
Okay.
It was one of those in-house times that you wake up and you think to yourself, maybe it's nice to be in the quarantine because you're not missing what would have been a taco bill from the restaurant and maybe a couple of margarita pitchers. No,
yep.
it was a Cinco celebration at home.
Nice. Do virtual tequila shots still lead to real tears at the end of the night? Is that still a thing?
Tequila tears are not susceptible to the coronavirus. And that is confirmed.
That is confirmed. Peter!
Yes.
A pleasure, as always, to hear you. I can now see I can see you, which is a nice change of pace. I like that we're doing this video thing.
Right.
You know, we were used to something special. You know, when mm-hmm. you can walk into the studio, this unlabeled music services, the, what we call this room? The placeholder studios.
That's right.
Here in Westport. You know, we had a good thing going. You know, we were cooking with fire. I could look at you and you would just know everything I wanted to say. We could finish each other's mm-hmm. sentences. I'd have an audio pulled and you'd already know what it was. You'd
right,
already know.
I am part psychic though. That you need to know that.
Peter P. Swinging, the P stands for part psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that I can see you again, I feel like we've got that line of communication.
Let's be careful here. I don't want to say it says close is the connection as the mayor telling you to put a shirt on close, but close nonetheless.
My mom last night, she listened to the show a little bit later and she said, you know, Hartzell, I love you to death. Don't get this the wrong way. But you know, when we thought you might be doing like broadcasting, cause I've been doing media since high school, you know, I've always wanted to do that. And, you know, she'd always thought that maybe you wanted to be like, you know, the Walter Cronkite of the world.
Right.
Or maybe you could see yourself being like an Ed Bradley or doing something, you know, doing something important.
This has been the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years.
You know, maybe like Stuart Scott, something cool like that.
Right.
He's one step away from that big break. And what happens now? To make Ma proud, I'm getting told by the mayor of Kansas City to put a shirt on. That's my journalistic peak right there. I've made it.
She must be so thrilled.
She is so disappointed. No, she was super happy. I don't know if she sent it to her friends, but she was definitely excited about it. That was cool, though. That was very cool. I'm going to have that on me for the rest of my life.
I think it was a long time coming. I think someone had to do it, and not just me, because I've already been telling you for weeks it had to be someone with authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so if now I tend to feel if we need to get the Kansas City police to help us out, we might have that on our side. So
I don't know if I can stop now, because now listen, these thirst traps,
right?
They've now reached City Hall. So at this point, I feel like I almost have to keep it going. Is Parson looking at these things? I mean, is that why Mike Parson's been so delayed on the response? He's too busy looking at my thirst traps on Instagram. That's at Hartzell965, by the way.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Didn't the thirst trap work? Like, didn't you trap one? Are you all right? Or does someone need to continue to trap even after now? Is it more of like a catch and release type deal?
Things are going just fine, Pete. Things are going great. There'll be no catch and release. No. We're good.
I just was wondering if you wanted to take a photo with the fish. And
we are doing things differently, all right?
Throw it back in. I was just asking.
Non-Hartzell normal, okay? We're going to try to separate play from work, if that's possible.
We were either going to get you to become more serious in that regard or with your Instagram. So I don't predict a shirt anytime soon.
I'm not sure who won. Who won or who lost in this argument. I'm not sure how this played out. I don't know, man. But yes, good show on Monday. Thank you to Mayor Q. And I promise I will put on a shirt at some point. Maybe
you got one on today. It actually, this is the nicest you've looked since we've begun working together, I feel like.
What do you think? I thought I would rock a button down because
you
make videos now. And apparently we have a YouTube page. I haven't found it yet. Still can't seem to find it.
I did not bring it today as far as the attire, but you look like you could go to the Kansas City Ball in that outfit. Ooh, right there. Is that a thing? The Kansas City Symphony. That's definitely a thing.
That is a thing. And we'll be going there soon. We'll go there once we get opened up. And I will be the belle of the ball.
So tomorrow.
Belle of the ball. Pretty much, man. I was up north, and I don't... I mean, we can't get in trouble. It's facts only. I was up north by La Fuente, the Mexican restaurant, way up north, way, way, way up north.
Right.
And, you know, they're opened up. North KC is, they're doing the damn thing. And I'm driving by, and man, I was hoping it was just like maybe a takeout type of situation. Nope, they're eating inside, and there's a line stretched throughout the entire building. Not one of these jackets socially distanced. Not one of them, not even 6 inches apart, let alone 6 feet. We're screwed, man. We're screwed, man. And and they wonder why the huge jump in that food plant up in St. Joe.
That's why, as you know, Hartzell, there's three states of Kansas City. You have Missouri, you have Kansas, and then you have the Northland.
Man, I'm about to say we could just send the Northland to the sun. I'm about to just say set them adrift.
That's how Florida feels about Miami.
I'm just doing what might be best. Okay, we might have to just divide and conquer. So, anyway, we'll talk about that later on in the news. But Pete, anything good?
I'm got a really lame life right now. I'm still building stuff in my apartment. Talk to you about the mini Cinco bash that I threw last night. Just been hanging out. I mean, we got a good show for you. I got some Chiefs updates. Sporting begins today. We got some events for you.
We got some events.
Should be a jam-packed KC morning show for you.
I just want to talk about this grout fit. Oh man, what is what's that shirt underneath?
Well, it's a little bit early, but we got the community going.
I was gonna say it looked like a Charlie Hustle. A little early tease for your Charlie Hustle. I wanted to say that, Pete, not very many people, and this is me, game recognized game. I'm giving you a compliment right now. Very many people can pull off a grout fit.
Well,
gray on gray.
I've realized that even though I am not a dad, even though I'm unmarried, I've really started acting like a dad. I clean up a lot now. I've been like cooking. I've been looking for deals on Kraft cheese. This is me now, and so that's fine. By the way, I do have the Nelson Atkins Charlie Hustle shirt on today, and here's a KC Morning scoop. I hear
this guy.
That the penguins from the zoo are going to the museum today. so they can make a video. That's what I hear. I mean, that's a Casey Morning scoop.
Is this the thing? Where'd you find this from? Where'd you find the scoop? Oh, wait, hold on. Can you reveal your sources?
No.
You would never.
No.
You would never reveal.
Reporters never reveal their sources. This is a Casey Morning scoop for my Casey Morning hose. And so be on the lookout. You might see a video of the Penguins checking out whatever it is they have at the Nelson.
Huh. Who's your in? Hmm? Who's your Penguin guy? You got a Penguin guy now?
Yeah, well, listen, if you want the latest scoops on the Kansas City Chiefs or the Penguins you can find at the zoo, I've carved out a very particular market here in Kansas City.
Yeah, man, you have a very certain set of skills. And,
that's right.
Man, what a niche. What a niche market you have carved yourself out. Look at you.
I'm also, as you know, a newsman, and I think this is the perfect segue to doing some news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
All right.
Oh, okay. You like that, Pete? You like this right here, Pete? Maybe we should say that today is a Wednesday on your KC Morning Show. My name is Hart, so that's Pete, which means this is a hump day. Baby!
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Ride with us down this hump.
Let's do the hump. Pete.
Easy.
I got a question for you, Pete.
Yeah.
Back in November when we started this show, November what, 15th?
Mm-hmm. Faithful 15th.
Faithful 15th. Did you think that we'd still be doing the news, you and I together on this show, in May?
No, it's remarkable. I'm surprised that I myself have made it this far with you, especially through all the selfies, but here we are. Still chugging along in May.
Through a pandemic.
We both survived the pandemic to continue producing the KC Morning Show. We're getting some love.
The subways in New York are closed for what, the first time ever?
Right.
It took that to happen for this show to be a thing. It took the subways closing down for the KC Morning Show to somehow still be into existence.
Our KC Morning diehards recently have been proactive in getting the word out there. So thank you to them. James, I saw a nice tweet the other day. You know, Cam, as always, tweeting out. We got someone on social media was crying the other day. We sent them a mug, and you put them on the Mount Rushmore without talking to me, of course. How this works.
Hey, listen. When you're that good to us, certain kind of executive decisions can be made, and I felt like that was one of them. That was definitely
sure.
One. Well, I'm proud of you, Pete. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of the job you've done. I brought all this up because I found a binder last night. I was pinning out some of my stuff, and I had a bunch of other ideas of other podcasts, of things I had planned on doing after this show ultimately
right.
was failed. And I'm happy that I have not got a chance to put together those other podcasts yet, man.
Burn the book.
I may have to
pull a Regina George and get rid of the book.
Okay, I'm not going to do all that. I mean, come on, listen. How many months is this? It's still, when we get to a year, then I'll burn the book. Mm-hmm. How about that? But until then, I'll still have some of those ideas in my back burner. Cases are still going up. The overall deaths as a result of COVID-19, the White House had those projections. We had at one point as high as like 240,000, then it went to like 100,000. Then things looked to be going okay. Maybe wishful thinking, and we were able to lower those numbers to like 60,000 people. Well, now the number has surpassed even that. We're over 70 now. And with all that in mind, as the numbers still seem to go up and as our plateau still seems to be going even a little bit higher, we're talking about, shutting down the Corona Task Force. Pete, what are we doing right now?
As President Trump hits the road for the first time in more than 5 weeks, touring a factory in Arizona that's now producing N95 masks, he's also winding down the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The vice president saying it could happen around Memorial Day.
Mike Pence and the task force have done a great job, but we're now looking at a little bit of a different form. And that form is safety and opening.
The decision announced even as the death toll climbs past 70,000 and new projections disputed by the president show easing social distancing could lead to tens of thousands of additional lives lost.
My problem is not so much the fact that they're opening up. I think the problem that I have is, like, if this is the result that you've come to, why did you close down in the beginning?
There's no right? Reason. Right?
So... it's been a little backwards. I think whether you like it or not, I think the United States is choosing to make sure the economy doesn't die into a Great Depression than try to stop what it's starting to seem like can't be stopped. And what they're just going to have it run its course and see what happens here. But yeah, it's a little scary. I'm eager to see on a local level what happens. And of course, I have my focus on the coast as well, because that's where, you know, my family lives. And you hope that the best people to make the decisions are making the decisions, but sometimes you wonder if that's the case.
It feels like the worst kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. Again, I don't know anything about this stuff. I don't pretend to be a science guy. I'm not an expert on viral loads.
Wait a
or
minute.
Any kind
you're
of
telling
viral
me,
anything.
You're telling me you're not Bill Nye the science guy?
Some have said that we might be related, but no, I'm not. That's not.
I actually saw an old, they ran it the other day. They were running a Bill Nye special, and I go, wait a minute, and I had to fix my spectacles. So I was like, is that Harsel? And no, it was just Bill Nye. So You're our news gatherer on this program. Has Fauci weighed in? That's who I want to hear from.
So Fauci, Doc Fauci, Anthony Fauci, Fauci from the couch. We got to get that segment put together on this show. He's basically saying that we have to come to, I guess, an agreement amongst ourselves. So what is an acceptable amount of loss of life? Which these sentences and some of these things we're saying, just it seems something out of, I don't know, Blade Runner or something. And
great,
he's actually going to be
movie.
Some of Harrison Ford's best work. Did you watch the second one? Did you watch the sequel?
Not. No.
And I haven't either, and everyone said it's pretty good, so I think maybe we should have to actually watch it. We may, because I am a sucker for a good replicant story. What's that quote? Tears and rain? All these things, like tears and rain. I'm going to pull that audio.
See, you were falling off, and I got you back to a better place, and I'm
Thank
glad.
You. Let's talk about... 10-10-10.
One part of Mayor Quentin Lucas's reopening plan is changing the 10-minute rule, where business owners had to take down the names of customers who were in their establishment 10 minutes or more, including church services. Well, the Liberty Council questioned if the order violated First Amendment rights. Today, the city amended the rule, telling businesses they don't have to take down the names.
It's the sort of thing where if an individual or an entity is uncomfortable doing it, then we understand that. But at the same time, we think it's going to be important because we'll be living with COVID for some time. And contact tracing is one of the primary ways that we try to limit it.
So there you go. 10-10-10. Still a thing. Still your set plan for reopening Kansas City, but with a new amendment, they're going to let that be a voluntary type of situation as far as having people write down their location and where they are if they're in a business for more than 10 minutes.
Sounds like we lost a 10. Lost a soldier out there today. It's down to the 10-10 program.
We want the meat, Pete. Did you go to the store last couple of days? Did you go this weekend at all?
So in this new place, I've signed up for Instacart. So I...
Oh, nice. Look at you.
To go. But I made a sausage and peppers recipe. When things start to get safe again, you got to come over for one of these sandos. It was delish. Not so nutrish on this one, but delish. You know, you have to... dive into the succulent spices of Sween.
Ooh, that's going to be a segment. The succulent spices of Sween.
I could do that now because I've been cooking.
Some music underneath that. I like that. Well, if you got to go get the meat, if you're going to go prepare a feast, man, you should probably know there are going to be some new rules, some shortages, which, of course, as you are becoming the Chef Emerald of quarantine cuisine, there will be a meat shortage, of course.
Another grocery store is limiting meat purchases as a shortage continues across the U.S. Starting tomorrow, Hy-Vee will only allow each customer to purchase 4 packages when they check out. Those can be any combination of beef, pork, or chicken.
They know that this is it for you. This is going to be your next big break. You thought sports was it for you? No. Food, the meats, the cuisine, that's who you are now. So we got to make sure that you're stocked up.
I think that's very possible. I do love meat, so I got to make sure that I stock up here. Meat is a necessary ingredient to really any meal. People say, oh, I'm a vegetarian, oh, whatever, gluten-free. No. We're all carnivores. Dive into the meat. Ashamed to hear about this meat shortage. The more meat, the better. Get me a package of that meat. So on and so forth.
Well, a great follow-up to a meat story. Let's talk about the pool. Because you know what's one of the things, whenever you have that snack, that pool party when you're a young, mm-hmm. a young grade school swain who is having a pool party and he's had himself a nice barbecue. He's got a little liverwurst
on the cracker, baby.
And you got to take a nice little 30-minute break before you head back into the pool. That's a rule. It's for your own benefit. Well, there may not be any pools to have to take a break from this summer because of Corona. Now, obviously, health departments and parks and rec departments are all still making the last minute calls. But as of now, pool still up in the air for the summer.
The summer is delayed or canceled in some areas, Independence, Missouri, and Manhattan, Kansas, 2 cities that have already said they won't be opening their public pools this summer. That's something Olathe is hoping won't happen.
We're hopeful that we can reopen our facilities in some capacity. How we can allow people in and enjoy summer at the pool.
Bro, did you hear the news? No pools this year. Time to skateboard. Nar, nar.
What is this? What was that character?
Totally going to shred up some skateboarding in all these empty pools this summer. Ready to see me, Ollie?
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know who that is. Kansas City has 11 public pools at this point. Parks and Rec officials said they're not sure if they'll be able to open.
Not anymore, skinny man. That's a skateboarding rink to you, bro.
Did you get a chance to check out the new trailer, Pete?
For what?
Space Force, baby.
It has always been my dream to command a service branch.
Our nation's internet runs through our vulnerable space satellites. POTUS wants complete space dominance. To that end, the president is creating a new branch, Space Force, which Mark will run.
What?
How much was that prototype?
4 million
middle schools.
Steve Carell is back. He is being reunited with some of the same creators as The Office. Because, you know, we had Parks and Rec that came back for their stay-at-home special. Same creators. So we're talking the same people that did Parks and Rec and The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Pass. Yeah.
So you've got Steve Carell back. You've got all those workplace comedies coming back. Are we just basically going to bring back like the comfort food? So all of our old shows are going to be coming back, all that same kind of style. Are we just going to basically be doing this all over again?
Have you not been paying attention the last 2-3 decades, which happens to make up my life? They bring back Batman over and over again. They bring back Spider-Man over and over again. They make a Marvel series and somehow combine all these guys with no new fresh ideas. No, just different variations of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get Steve Carell. We get Michael Scott now probably playing the same character in a spaceship. What? I am saying, look, it's the same idea. Am I going to watch it? You're damn right I'm going to watch.
Absolutely we are. Yes.
But let's not pretend to be original. That's all I ask.
Let's see. The show stars Steve Carell as General Mark Naird, who, as you can see in the trailer, is going to be leading up the new branch of Space Force. Instead of leading a small team at a paper company, Steve Carell is going to be leading the entire team. And the goals of the Artemis program is to return to the moon. I'm excited. This looks pretty good. So there we go. Didn't see a release date, but it's going to be going to Netflix. It's one of those new Netflix originals. Sign me up.
I like that. Yeah.
Sign me up. Assistant to the space captain. Let's do that thing we did a couple weeks ago. Easy, medium, or hard, Pete? What kind of stew are you feeling?
Easy. This is a Wednesday. I'm just trying to get past the day, you know?
Man, I got the easiest. Man, okay, you want easy? I'm going to get you softball easy. But a TikTok user went on to the internets to post a two-part video where she called out celebs. Celebs that she encountered while she was working at Disneyland. So some of the list of who was awesome, who sucked, may surprise you. Some may not.
Will Ferrell was the very first celebrity I met at my very first shift at Disneyland when I worked at the Haunted Mansion, and he is very cool, a very nice man. Jason Derulo does not know lyrics to Christmas songs, and he had to write the lyrics on his hand, and it was kind of embarrassing. Can confirm that Mark Wahlberg is just as handsome in person as he is in photographs, and he is also a very nice man. Nicolas Cage is creepy. He looks like a vampire, he looks like he glows in the dark, and he was a little weird. And these people are awful. I had to deal with both of them separately. She is an absolute diva, and he is an absolute diva. And I hope that no cast member has to deal with these monsters ever again.
Are you curious with who those monsters were?
Of course.
Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Yes, and I've heard horror stories with those two before, and I guess
no. Don't say that.
Yeah, even at Disney World, Mariah still diva. Listen, you can't be going to Disney and trying to out diva Daisy and Minnie and the rest of the gang. No. So there you go.
I can't believe she aired out Jason Derulo for not knowing Christmas songs.
I'm always worried. And again, we will never be anywhere near that level in any situation in our lives, Pete. But that's the thing, you know, like even when I go like down, I don't know, Main Street down here, I'm like, you know, you never know who's going to be paying attention. You right. never know who's tweeting. Like my dumb self, all it takes is for me to get in one argument with some guy over Star Wars versus Star Trek, and all of a sudden I go viral and I'm an ass. Okay, I don't need that. So this is one of those things where you gotta always be looking around your shoulder, because you never know. You never know. Or also just maybe don't be a jerk, be a nice person, but you never know. You never
First
know.
First of all, I'm getting recognized. Speak for yourself, because I am the show Penguin Expert, and I think my stock's only rising from here. Second of all, you got to think Jason Derulo, who was aired out about these Christmas songs, kind of wishes that she was more going in the Silent Night direction. A little quieter with all these secrets.
The KC Morning Show.
Take me to sports.
Got a quick sports update for you. There's really not a ton going on. I mean, I'll be honest. And so Tyrann Mathieu.
The quickest of updates right there.
Tyrann Mathieu did a chief safety, did a interview on the NFL.com Instagram this week. And he was talking about Philip Rivers. And it was quite funny.
I think they were like on the 10-yard line. They were like going in the end zone. And, you know, Rivers, he's like in the huddle. He's not in the huddle, but he's kind of like standing out to the side. He's looking at me and Frank Clark. And he's like, hey, Frank Clark, hey, 32, they gave y'all all that money. When you guys going to make a play? So this so happened. Come back next series, and I picked them off. So that was pretty cool. But I'm going to miss him, you know. He's just so funny, man, and he means no harm, and you know that, but somehow he still finds a way to kind of get under your skin. He's a good guy, man. Pretty hilarious on the field, especially because he doesn't use any foul words.
Is he the kind of guy you feel bad swearing in front of?
Yes.
So Philip Rivers is no longer on the Chargers, meaning the Chiefs won't see him twice a year. He's a member of the Indianapolis Colts. So if they were to meet in the playoffs, maybe we'd see Phil in Kansas City again, but the non-swearing quarterback is gone from the AFC West after he received his spanking on his booty from Tyrann Mathieu. Speaking of the Chiefs, the schedule is to be released on Thursday at 7 p.m. Arrowhead time. The Chiefs are putting out that they're going to slowly release it beginning, I think, at 6:15 or 6:30. And day, or I should say single game day tickets will go on sale on Friday. So, again, a lot of uncertainty as to when fans are actually going to be allowed into the stadium, but it seems to be business as usual as far as buying tickets, because the NFL does hope that they can carry on as they were planning on it. So tickets,
I can't get a COVID discount or
no tickets to your world champion.
The answer is no.
Tickets to your world champion Kansas City Chiefs go on sale on Friday morning. So you're going to want to get those. Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan still feuding, according to ESPN. I guess because Charles Barkley criticized Jordan years ago for how he ran the Charlotte Bobcats. Mm-hmm. Barkley said, "The guy was like a brother to me for 20-something years, at least 20 years, and he feels sadness. But to me, he's still the greatest basketball player ever. I wish him nothing but the best, but there's nothing I could do about it, brother." So,
kind of talking. "Nothing I could do about it, brother."
Yeah, kind of talking like Hulk Hogan at the end there. But yeah, a sad Charles Barkley on ESPN Radio. Jordan's back in the news recently because of The Last Dance, and
I don't know. I have heard nothing but good things about Chuck, and I've heard nothing but not so great things about Mike when it comes to who's kind of a better dude. So
Michael Jordan is without a doubt the greatest basketball player of all time, but even in this show, which his company helped produce, you could see he's kind of a jerk, and I think that's what made him so good. He had that competitive edge in everything he did, and it's really bleeding through, and you even see.
And by the way, and Barkley was a jerk too, but it seems like he kind of aged out of it. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
They're on a level like Michael Jordan's level, like his thought process computes on levels that I'll never even understand. So who knows?
Sure. Other news, we mentioned this on the Monday show, but Sporting KC, Hartsley, you might be back in the stadium soon. Sporting KC begins their individual workouts in their facility today. So
yeah, starting to talk to my guy, Kitman, the Kitman of Sporting, Mike Flaherty. He was giving me some updates about, because I was curious. I was like, "Hey, how's this going to go, man? Like, are you," I was first asking, like, "Are you working again? Are you back? Are you allowed to go and train and all that stuff? Can you at least go and turn the lights on?" And it's interesting. Everyone's just trying to figure out this thing on the fly. And you're right, because that's the thing that Peter Vermees, he loves having our guys feel like, you know, they should be big times. Like, they should be feeling like the big leaguers in European soccer. And so he wanted, like, individual training, like, solo. Like, can our guys come in and not have to worry about paparazzi and all that stuff? So, yeah, it's the beginning, I guess, of trying to get back on the field.
I don't know if the Sporting guys would receive the same type of attention that, for example, a Kansas City Chief would, but I can see the point where you'd want to have individual workouts. And
yeah, of course. Of course you should.
I believe that Sporting will work out. I believe that Sporting will work out. I believe that Sporting will work out.
This guy.
Today. As far as events in Kansas City, we got a few of them for you. Operation Breakthrough is continuing its contactless donation drive.
So you're just going to go right into it like that? You know I like to try to get a song or two. You're just
going to
go
seven.
Right into it. Not going to let me think about anything.
I only got a few. Listen, man, you are the ones and twos. You got to have these things ready, because the swing is flowing. He's flowing in and out, back and forth, bobbing and weaving. Fly like a butterfly, swing like a swing.
Ooh.
Chicken and Pickles continuing its Barstool sessions with Damian Gunn at 5:45 tonight.
Oh, you just want to hear this part? Here we go.
Here we go. We got two back-to-back Boulevard. Time keeps on slipping. We got two back-to-back Boulevard events. Today at 6 o'clock, it's the Create Your Own Cheese Board edition. This is virtual on store.boulevard.com. interesting to go with the beer. Then tomorrow at 4:30, it's a virtual Royals rally. Baseball could be starting soon, so Boulevard wants to rally behind the Royals beginning at 4:30 p.m. And then
have you been seeing what 610's been doing?
What's 610 that?
Sports. They've been, and I don't know if we've talked about this or not. So 610 Sports Radio here in town, they've been live streaming. Are they just video games of the Royals? They're playing like MLB right. The Show or something, and they're having the virtual Royals. So if you want to play some virtual baseball and hear some actual commentators,
yeah,
I guess
not,
they're doing that.
It's not for everybody, but there's a good contingent of people that are putting it on their TVs and pretending that they're watching baseball. So good for them.
There we go.
Last event here, a live stream on May 7th at 3 o'clock, Girl Talk at the Truman. So that's interesting if you are a Girl Talk fan.
I am. Oh, we should have played some Girl Talk. Oh.
There you go.
For Friday. Big remix.
You said you got Fly Like an Eagle for our jump man, Michael Jordan.
Ooh. Oh, Pete. Oh, it is Wednesday. Do you have a wisdom? I didn't even think about this.
I'll get you one quote quick so we can knock
it. Man, I haven't, because we've missed the last couple of Wednesdays. Haven't had a Wednesday. Haven't had a Wednesday wisdom in a
while. Like how you put we in there.
My wisdom is that we do this together. It's a package. We fly like an eagle together.
All right, here you go. Here's one. Think before you speak. Read before you think. Fran Lebowitz.
Fran Lebowitz.
I got another
one
for you.
Give me one more. Come on.
Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you. That's Walt Whitman.
Walt. Did he say anything about covering his face with a mask?
Cover your face with a mask. That's Jim Carrey when he was on the set of The Mask in the 90s.
It's really meta. Really meta joke.
Do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one. And that's Bruce Lee. That's good advice there, Bruce. Thank you.
Oh, Bruce with it. Well done.
I
thought that was it. But you want to do another one?
Everything in moderation, including moderation. That's Oscar Wilde. I like that one. That's a good one to end on. That's a good one to end on.
Pete, what you got going on the rest of your day? What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing until I see you, my friend?
Well, there's another Chiefs media availability today, and then they release the schedule tomorrow. So that's what I'll be focusing on, as well as building and cooking and continuing to morph into this Renaissance man that I'm becoming.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So who gets the invite to these things? Like you say, they sent you a media invite. Like, I mean, I'm a part of the media. I didn't get an invite. So who gets these things?
Well, you have to be credentialed through something. And I work as sort of the 610 Sports Chiefs insider. So that's how I get on the email and they send it to me. And I ask a few questions. Then I tell the people about the players and then they send me money in the mail. And so that's how it works.
Man, the life you live, it must be nice. It must be nice to be as elite as one Peter Sweeney.
Yep.
Well, hey, man,
up.
I think...
Pinky up, stinky up.
I think that you do a great job. I'm looking forward to your coverage.
Thank you.
I'm mostly looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Looking forward to running it back. And
can't
we will
wait.
Do it all. On a big Friday edition of your KC Morning Show. Pete, give me a letter.
G.
Peter. Peter G. Sween. The G stands for good day, sir. Have a great rest of your day, sir. Have a great rest of your day, Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete, say goodbye.
Did you guys hear they're emptying the pools for the summer? Rah.